Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
the newly elected national executive of the MDCT's youth wing says it is solidly behind party leader Morgan Tsvangirai and will work hard to dislodge ZANU-PF from office.
We are not only going to wake up tomorrow and say we are filling the streets of Zimbabwe or Harare or Gweru. We are going to go through a systematic process of conscientizing young people.
President Barack Obama's Democratic Party loses control of the U.S. Senate as the Republicans expanded their edge in the House of Representatives, giving them a majority in both houses of Congress for the final 2 years of Mr. Obama's presidency.
It is our dear hope that we can emphasize less our differences and highlight more our convergences between Washington and Harare.
And the Constitutional Court hears arguments in a challenge by human rights activist Thabani Mpofu against the government's policy of mandatory blending of fuel.
The newly elected national executive of the MDCT's youth wing says it is solidly behind party leader Morgan Tsvangirai and will work hard to dislodge President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF from power. Correspondent Taura Ishawa has more.
Addressing journalists at the National Youth Executive's first press conference in Gweru yesterday evening, the MDCT Youth Secretary Love Mochinoputsa said although the executive elected at the party's weekend congress is still to hold its first meeting, it fully supports party president Morgan Tsvangirai and his calls for national peaceful protests as a way of removing the ruling ZANU-PF party from power. Responding to a question on how effective or successful such demonstrations can be, given that the majority of Zimbabweans are now self-employed, Chinoputsa said, in view of what he described as President Robert Mugabe's vicious dictatorship, peaceful revolt was the only way the majority could show its disapproval of the suffering that it is experiencing. Chinoputsa claimed that ordinary Zimbabweans are the ones who are clamoring for the demonstrations, adding that the MDCT's youth wing will have a clear strategy for the envisaged protests.
We are not only going to wake up tomorrow and say we are filling the streets of Zimbabwe or Harare or Gweru. We are going to go through a systematic process of conscientizing young people on what we are, what we want to achieve, and the ultimate aim we want to come up with. So we're going to go on a conscientization move to make sure that not only young people, but everyone in the country gets to understand the vision of all these activities we want to undertake. I know that a number of people are not employed. I know a number of people have a lot of things on their plates. But then we're saying this is a national issue. This is a national concern. And we have to finish it once and for all.
Chinoputsa said the ongoing factional fights in ZANU-PF show that President Mugabe is no longer in charge of both his party and the country, a situation he said compounds the problems that Zimbabwe is facing, claiming there is no leadership. Despite the fact that some Western countries, which have imposed targeted sanctions on President Mugabe and other senior ZANU-PF members, are now re-engaging Harare, Chinoputsa said the MDCT remains of a firm view that President Mugabe's rule is illegitimate, claiming the 2013 elections were rigged, adding that the MDCT youth wing will continue to fight until the country has credible elections.
There are a number of figures that have been put out in the public of what transpired in that election. We are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that that election was stolen. And as far as our consent, that's where the illegitimacy of this government comes from. Whether anyone will call it a free, fair poll for us, we do not recognize it. We are not worried about what other international organizations think. This struggle is about Zimbabwe. It's about Zimbabweans who are suffering. This struggle is about the people of Zimbabwe who are failing to access jobs, who are failing to get basic services. And the Zimbabweans are going to determine their fate. If anyone is prepared to be with us, then the better. If they are not, the people of Zimbabwe will continue to push for what they think is the right way to go.
Chinoputsa said the MDCT is in support of a coalition to dislodge ZANU-PF, but said such an alliance can only materialize if all stakeholders acknowledge that Mr. Tsvangirai is and remains the legitimate face of the opposition in Zimbabwe. He dismissed allegations that the MDCT leader does not brook any dissenting voice in his party, saying the former trade unionist is a tried and tested Democrat who has an open-door policy. Mr. Tsvangirai is being criticized for allowing sweeping constitutional changes at the weekend Congress that saw him being given excessive powers to run the party, control its name, assets, and powers previously vested in the Secretary General and Treasurer General. Chinoputa also quashed speculation that the MDCT had become more fractured, arguing the party had just held a successful congress, meaning it is still intact. On views that Tsvangirai was becoming dictatorial as he forced the constitutional amendments that concentrate power in his position, Chinoputa said the changes had been necessary after the realization that there were many centers of power in the party, which he said had caused previous splits. He said the changes to the party's constitution were approved by party members.
There's nothing that the president has done that's out of this world. It's only ensuring that we create a single center of power so that we avoid unnecessary detours in this struggle. The splits have been damaging to the party. The splits have derailed the people's progress. And so we are clear, the people were clear, in fact, that they want to ensure that there is only going to be a single command within the party. And I think that's normal. It should be normal within a political movement that if A is a leader of that party at that particular point of time, they have to provide leadership in total. So it's only the work of our detractors who think that power is being concentrated in one office.
Other members of the National Youth Executive who accompanied Chinoputsa were National Chairperson Epimo Chidziva, Spokesman Brian Dube, Organizing Secretary Morgan Ngube, Vice Organizing Secretary Yvonne Musarurwa, Treasurer Tawanda Kureva, and Vice Secretary Chamunorwa Majka. Chinoputsa said the Youth Executive will hold its first meeting soon to come up with resolutions he says will help provide solutions to the country's problems. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.